Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah.
I took the long way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to our worship service today. And we're also glad to welcome those of you who are joining us online today. We'll remind those of you who are online that we will be celebrating communion, and we invite you to get your elements ready there in your home so that you can celebrate with us as we take communion here. This first announcement is for all of you who aren't here today. It's kind of a weird way to say that, but I wanted to remind all of you and everybody who's not here that we have resumed Monday night worship, so if you miss on a Sunday and you'd like to come on Monday, that's an option for you as well. Also, you'll see in your Go and Serve, or you might have seen in the Friday e-newsletter, that our new parish secretary, Susan, resigned on Friday. She has been looking for a full-time job, and she found one, so there's no problem in the office.
Yep, we're all good.
It's just she really wanted a full-time job and needed it for the benefits that we can't offer, and she found one, and so we're searching again. So please keep us in your thoughts and prayers as well for all that. Vicar Amanda, it's time to hear from the graduate.
It was a great day. The next day with root canals, not so much, but that's okay. A few announcements that I have. We are continuing our discipleship study on evangelism on Wednesday. And I had this realization, Pastor Gary helped me with this realization, that I have two very large churchy words in that, discipleship and evangelism. So it is the opportunity to come and talk about how we tell the story about what God is up to in the world. That's what we're talking about on Wednesdays. So it's not a big scary thing with those two big scary church words in there. It's all about talking about what God is up to in the world. And I would love for you to join us. We're meeting in person in the fellowship hall with masks on and socially distant from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So come join us next Wednesday, and we'll be meeting the following two Wednesdays in May as well. Another announcement that I have is because it's Mother's Day today, our Sunday afternoon, our 2 o'clock book study will not be meeting today because we want you to be with your families and all of that. In addition, in the Go and Serve, which is also posted online as well, there's a lot of youth announcements. So we have youth group coming up on Thursdays, and then there's a retreat with the Synod Youth, so please check out your Go and Serve either on paper here or it is online as well, and see all of those announcements. I think that's it.
Scary church words?
Sometimes there's some big scary church words, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you do the confession of forgiveness and try not to scare him, okay?
Okay, I'll do the confession of forgiveness and we'll all be good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you. and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts, just as love you, that lovingly all things we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated, and I invite the children to come forward for a children's sermon. Good morning, everybody, and good morning to anybody that's watching online. So I have three containers here today. So we have a cup, right? It is a funny cup. It has lots of funny faces on it, doesn't it? And what's this? Do you know what that is?
An offering plate.
Very, very good. And then we have a basket. A gardening basket, yep. You could use it for all sorts of things.
Because I use it for my garden.
You used it for your garden? Awesome. So I'm wondering, this cup, our funny face cup, could we fit all of God's love in this cup?
Yes.
Yes. So would this cup be able to hold all of God's love that we have everywhere for everyone? If it was highly concentrated, yes. You knew it, exactly. But you know what? The thing about God's love is that God's love continues to come and continues to pour over us. And so I think that this cup might overflow because God loves us so much all the time, and God continues giving us God's love. So I'm not sure that it would fit in this. I think it might overflow. So we have an offering plate. It's a little bit bigger than the cup, right? Yeah? Do you think that would overflow eventually too?
Yes.
With all the love that God gives everybody? Yes. Yeah?
Yes. In the basket would be much and it would not flow.
Yeah, the basket's bigger, so we might have a little bit longer before it overflows, but is God's love going to keep coming?
Yes.
Yeah, God's love is just going to keep on coming. And so if we filled up our cup and filled up our offering plate and filled up our basket, there would still be God's love that's coming and being with us. Yeah, we could fill all of them. And so I wonder, how do we know that God's love is filling up all of these things? And how do we know that God's love is everywhere? Who shows us God's love? How do you know? Who tells you about it? Everyone. So out there, look out there. Do all of those people tell you about God's love? They do, yeah. We're a church family, and they tell us about God's love. What about Pastor Gary back there? Does he tell us about God's love?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he did the thumbs up.
Okay. He did the thumbs up. So what about Mr. Jim over there? Oh, we got a thumbs up from Jim. He tells us about God's love. What about moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas? Do they tell us about God's love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah. Your Grammy tells you about God's love, right? No? I bet she does. So, one of the things we're celebrating today is Mother's Day. And that's one way that we can say thanks to our moms or anybody that's like a mom in our lives, that they tell us about God and they share God's love with us. That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Well, let's pray together. Can we put our hands together? Dear God, thank you so much for all of the people in this world that you love all of them so much and overflowing, and you keep loving us all the time. help us to share that love with others. And all God's children said, amen. Thank you so much for coming up this morning. And we're glad you're here. Go in peace and serve the Lord. If you want to help me, you certainly can. Yes. Thank you, Artie.
A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they had heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Not long ago, someone did a survey of some second grade children about their mothers. Here are some of the questions and the answers they gave. Question: how did God make mothers? Answer: magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. What kind of little girl was your mother? First answer: I don't know, because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy. Or a second answer: they say she used to be nice. Question of why did your mom marry your dad? First answer: My dad makes the best spaghetti in the world, and Mom eats a lot. Second answer. My grandma says that Mom didn't have her thinking cap on. What's the difference between moms and dads? First answer. Dads are taller and stronger, but moms have all the real power, because that's who you got to ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's house. Second answer. Moms have magic. They can make you feel better even without medicine. If you could change one thing about your mother, what would it be? Three answers here. First one. She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Second answer, I'd make my mom smarter. Then she would know it was my sister who did it and not me. And the third answer, and I think we've all been here, I would like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on the back of her head. Today in our gospel reading, Jesus speaks to his disciples, giving them some final instruction before his arrest and death. And it's hard to think of a gospel passage that could be more fitting for this day. We do a lot of calling God Father, but there's an awful lot of Mother in God too. And this scripture shows us that over and over. As the passage begins, Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love." Mothers abide with their children. I read a little story about a boy who was talking to a friend on the phone, and he said, "Mom is in the hospital. And the twins and Roxy and Billy and Sally and the dog and me and Dad are all home alone." Mothers are there to comfort, to help, to laugh with, to guide. Mothers abide, spending time sharing life together, walking together through life, steady, sure, and always counted on. And that's what Jesus was urging his disciples to have as well. He was telling them that God's love is just like that. God is there abiding with us in all things, comforting, helping, guiding, celebrating, and full of joy. God abides with us, sharing our lives, walking with us through life. God abides with us, and we can always count on God in our times of need, and we can abide in that, safe, secure, peaceful, and knowing that God's love never fails. God abides with us, and we abide in God. Mothers want what is good for their children and seek joy for their children. Jesus talks about that too. "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." And what greater gift can there be than to have joy in life? And notice, happiness is one thing. Joy is something else, something deeper and more. Joy touches the soul. Joy is happiness fulfilled. And I think we feel happiness often, but joy, that's a rare, rich, and true gift. And that's the gift that Jesus leaves to us. He urges his disciples to a life of love because knowing God's love for us and living in true, godly love for others leads to deep and abiding joy for us. That's good for us. It's what God wants for us. And it's the gift we have in Jesus. Mothers also teach their children love and teach them to love others.
And Jesus talks about that too. This is my commandment, he said, that you love one another as I have loved you. If there's any word we would likely use about our mothers, it's that they love us. Once there was a teacher who was giving a lesson on fractions. Johnny, she said, suppose there were seven in your family, five children, a mother and a father, for a total of seven. Now, suppose there's pie for dessert. What fraction of the pie would you get? Johnny answered, 1/6. What do you mean? Asked the teacher. Don't you know about fractions? Johnny replied, oh, I know about fractions, but I know about my mother, too. My mother would say she didn't want any. That's what the love of Jesus is like. And that's the love Jesus calls us to. It's sacrificial. And in his love for us, Jesus gave himself. And he calls us to do the same. This is what the community of Christ is supposed to look like. This is what we're supposed to be as Christ's followers. We abide in God. We are filled with God's joy. We receive God's love. And we live God's love for others. It's who God has made us. It's Mother's Day. And our call is to love one a mother as Christ has loved us. Amen.
Please stand as you are able. Let us confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, source of all love, your love for all of humanity and all of creation is radically inclusive. You love each of us just as we are, all the time. Stir each of us to reflect your love to the world around us. Give us hearts to love as you love, to see each person as you do, a beloved child of God. Lord, in your mercy. God, merciful healer, you are by our sides through every illness, disease, and pandemic. You never leave us alone. Help us to hold space with one another, to accompany one another during sickness and crisis, to be your hands and feet in a world that needs to feel your presence. Lord, in your mercy. God, gracious listener, you hear all of our prayers. You know the longings of our hearts long before we are even aware. In a world where we carry so many prayers for the sick, lonely, those experiencing homelessness, the hungry, the fearful, refugees, those living in poverty, all of those prayers, we lift them to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer, you bless us with all we have and all we are. Your love, grace, and mercy pour over us continuously. Open our mouths to share the good news with others. Send us out to bear your love to the world. Let us reflect the love of Christ to all of creation. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of glory, Hosanna in the highest. And loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.